Now the job is to actually determine the regression line. So let a data cloud be given, such as this scatter plot. How do I find a reasonable linear model? The slope m and the intercept b, so that this line describes my data as well as possible. As well as possible is a big term. What should that mean? Let's look into the error. If you take any line of that form, what's the error that I'm introducing if I replace the data?
One thing you could try
to determine this error, you could sum over all data points how distant this line is from the actual values of y. So that would be y minus what's on the line, m times x plus b. That would be one option to measure this kind of error. You look at the, say, 98th point. What's its value of y? And what does the line say? M times the x value plus b. The absolute value of the difference, the length of this connection line without sign, would be the local error, and then you sum. That looks like a good idea, but it's not that what you typically do. Then the regression line would be the line for which the sum of these lengths would be minimal. But that's not what you typically do. The tricky thing is that the derivative of the absolute value is so ugly. Instead, you form the sum of the squares of the deviations, which results in a quadratic error, which is not entirely unrelated to the variance and the standard deviation. You add the quadratic errors, and then you try to determine the slope and the intercept in such a way that the sum of the quadratic
becomes
errors
minimal.
That's also called least squares. That method appears everywhere. This is one instance. Imagine you would know the right slope. The slope of the regression line. Then you would have to minimize the following. A function that only depends on the intercept, the sum over all errors squared, the actual values of y minus the values on the line. Now I pretend that I knew the slope. And then this function would depend only on the intercept. The funny thing about this function is that it's a quadratic parabola depending on the intercept. If you compute the square and the sum, you find this is a constant plus a constant times b plus a constant times b squared, which is a parabola in terms of b, actually a parabola that's opened from above. To find the minimum of that function, we seek the zero of its derivative.
Obviously,
it has just one zero, and that's a local minimum and as well a global minimum. That's of course not true for every function, that there's only one local minimum, which also is the global minimum. Here it's okay, because we know its general form. do have a minimum if 0 equals the derivative of this expression with respect to B. Choose B so that this derivative is 0. Let's compute the derivative, which is the sum. Derivative of the square is 2 times the first term times the inner derivative. Tons of constants minus b, so the inner derivative is minus 1. Let's pull the 2 and the minus 1 out of the sum, which means 0 equals the sum yi minus mxi plus b. Don't forget the parentheses. This has to be 0. B has to be chosen like that. We can take this sum apart. We sum over all y minus sum of m times all x. M is a constant. Minus m times the sum of all x. Now we have minus the sum of all b. But there's just one b, so it's n, the number of measurements, times b. Now let's collect terms. Let's put b on the left-hand side, which yields the sum of all y minus m, the sum of all x. We divide by n and find the intercept of the regression line is 1 over n times the sum of all y minus 1 over n times the sum of all x. We've got shorthand names for these, namely the arithmetic means. So we've got the average of y minus m times the average of x. So it's pretty easy to get the intercept if you knew the slope of the regression line. And that's the next step. How do we determine the slope?